It is a couple of minutes to 1800 GMT, 7:58 p.m. in Paris. Hello, I'm Nick Clark, and we're beginning this news hour slightly early to bring you Al Jazeera's special coverage of the French presidential election. Final ballots are being cast, and very shortly we'll have estimated results, voters choosing whether to re-elect President Emmanuel Macron or go with his challenger, Marine Le Pen, leader of the far-right National Rally Party. Let's cross straight away to Paris. Natasha Butler is standing by. And Natasha, estimated results are imminent.
They are imminent, and I'm going to keep looking down just to see whether or not I get them and I can read them out to you. This basically brings to an end the past 2 weeks in which we have seen Emmanuel Macron, the centrist incumbent. He is looking for a second term campaign very hard indeed, as has his rival, the far-right leader, Marine Le Pen. Both have been trying to persuade undecided voters to go out and vote. They've also been trying to persuade many voters on the left to go out and vote for them because there hasn't been a natural candidate for left-wing voters. But we know that millions picked the far-left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon in the first round. So those voters have been seen as being very much up for grabs, if you like, by both Macron and Le Pen. We've seen rallies. We've seen them going around markets, trying to present their vision to the people. And they are two very different visions indeed. Emmanuel Macron, pro-EU. He is someone who wants to continue, he says, with his reformist agenda. He is a believer in multilateralism. On the other hand, Marine Le Pen, who is going for her third shot at the Elysee, she very much hopes to become France's first woman president. She also hopes to become the first far-right president in the Elysee. She is anti-EU. She's anti-immigration. She says that if elected, she would launch a referendum on national identity in France. She would also ban Muslim women from being able to wear a headscarf in public. I'm just going to look down to see if we've got the results. And I believe they might have come in. What I'm seeing is Emmanuel Macron on 58.2%, Marine Le Pen on 41.8%. So 58.2% for Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen 41.8%. Emmanuel Macron is France's next president for the next 5 years. So joining us now with a bit of reaction is Pierre Haski. He's a political commentator here in France and a veteran analyst of these things. Emmanuel Macron, he has another 5 years, 58%. What's your reaction?
Well, first of all, we expected him to win, but not with such a high margin. I think he must be pretty satisfied with this figure because his followers were fearing below 55, a very narrow gap with Marine Le Pen would have been dangerous for the next few years because the country would have been split almost in two. 58 is really a good margin for him, and it shows that he has managed. He entered the campaign very late. People were dismayed that he had such a low rating of campaign, but during between the two rounds of the election, he really campaigned hard. And he managed to get a fair section of the left-wing voters to block Marine Le Pen, not to support him, because a lot of them don't like Macron's policies, but they didn't want to see Marine Le Pen in the Élysée.
That's going to be a problem for him, though, isn't it, over the next 5 years, because he knows that so many people didn't vote for him that they did vote to block Marine Le Pen. How is he going to manage that? And how is he going to also manage the fact that we had more than a quarter of French people who decided simply not to vote at all? Is he legitimate?
Many people will raise the issue of legitimacy because, as you said, they didn't vote for his program or they abstained. But we're going to have a test very soon. We have legislative elections for parliament in June, only in 2 months' time. And that's going to be determining the future of France, because if Emmanuel Macron doesn't get a majority, he will have to have what we call in France cohabitation. That means living together with a government from a different majority. And that's we've had that in the past. François Mitterrand and Jacques Chirac had a cohabitation, and Jacques Chirac also had a cohabitation with a socialist prime minister. But that would be quite unprecedented. And for the legislative elections, you'll have to count also with Mélenchon's voters, the far left. So the game is back to the center, and we're entering a new phase of the political life that's going to be quite determining.
Emmanuel Macron, he is 44 years old. He was just 39 in 2017 when he won back then. He is a young leader. He's often seen as dynamic. He's also made history in a way tonight because it's the first time that we've had a French president re-elected for two decades. I also imagine that there'll be quite a few people in Brussels, in the European Union, that might be breathing a sigh of relief that it is him that has won and not Marine Le Pen.
Definitely. I think Europe could not afford another crisis provoked by the election of Marine Le Pen, because her program is anti-EU. It would have paralyzed the European Union. And don't forget that France is still chairing the European Union for another 2 months. So she would have been the chairwoman of the European Union next week, which would have been really very tough in this time of the Ukraine crisis. She had also had in her program to leave the military wing of NATO, which was a big scare for many leaders. So Europe is definitely relieved today, not another crisis on its arms.
We have to talk about Marine Le Pen, of course. This was her third shot at the Elysee. She wanted to be president for a third time. She has failed in this. Why do you think that she failed to capture the imagination of voters? What is it that she didn't manage to do?
I think there are two reasons. One, first of all, we have to recognize that she did a better score than in 2017, not as good as she might have been hoping for, but it's still an increase on her previous score. But she has two handicaps. One is that she's from the far right, and there's still this glass ceiling. The far right is still unable to come to power in France, and I think a majority of the people are still reluctant to let that happen. And secondly, there was this credibility gap that she failed to cover in 2017 during her debate with Emmanuel Macron. It was a big failure for her, and everybody was expecting this year's debate, which happened last week. And she didn't perform so well. She had rehearsed, but Emmanuel Macron is a good expert on those issues. He knows every single issue by heart, and she was struggling to be at his level. And I think she still hasn't reached the level where a majority of the people would trust her.
Even though she softened her image very much over the last few years, I mean, they didn't change her agenda, which, as you say, was very far right, anti-immigration, banning the veil for Muslim women in public, those sorts of things. But she did very much try to soften her image, try to change, to appeal to more people in France.
Yeah. She had an advantage during the first round, is that there was a candidate that was even more extreme than her, Éric Zemmour. And he took all the light for the extreme ideas, particularly on immigration, on Islam, on those issues. And suddenly, after the second round, she was on the first row, and she couldn't manage to keep that soft image that she had built over the years. Suddenly, the most controversial issues, whether it's the veil for women, for Muslim women, or her links to Vladimir Putin, came to the forefront and were really, in the debate with Emmanuel Macron, really the toughest moments, and she didn't win that argument.
What do you think about the fact that Emmanuel Macron, internationally, is often seen as a leader in a positive light? He often is praised internationally for his efforts on the international stage, diplomacy. Yet in France, so many people seem to dislike him. Now, he's won this election, of course, because some people are supporting him, some people have voted against Le Pen. Nevertheless, he has something of an image problem in France, doesn't he?
He's seen as arrogant, to make it in one word. There were many instances in the past 5 years during his first mandate where he had these short sentences, his attitudes towards poor people or marginal people that were seen as social arrogance. And he's seen as representative of the successful France, you know, and our society, like most Western societies today, is really split in two between the insiders and outsiders. We had that in the US with Trump, we had that with Brexit in the UK, and that's the case in France. And Emmanuel Macron, maybe to the caricature, personifies this successful France that is looking down on the unsuccessful one. And that has really been hard for him to get rid of that image.
And in the next 5 years, it's going to be challenging also for him, isn't it? Because he is going to want to press ahead with some reforms, some of them controversial. He wants to change the age of retirement here in France, for example. A lot of people haven't liked that. It's not necessarily going to be an easy 5 years ahead, is it? Particularly as you say, you've got parliamentary elections coming up. He may not have a majority. What do you think we might expect in the next 5 years?
He knows, I think, that he's going to have a rough 5 years. It's going to be a rough ride because his legitimacy will be questioned every time he wants to make a major choice for the country. And maybe the first test will be the retirement age, because that has been the most controversial issue proposal of his program, to postpone to 65 the retirement age. And so he's going to have to show skills to negotiate with the unions, to give this impression that it's a fair reform and not an unjust reform for the poorest and those who have worked hard. So it's going to he will have to govern on the left more than he's done until now. That's the only chance he has to survive in that period. But that's going to ask him a lot of thinking against himself.
We're talking about Macron, we've talked about Le Pen, but, you know, one of the other big themes of this election has been the disappearance of the main political parties that for so long dominated the French political landscape. The socialist candidate nowhere to be seen, the conservative candidate nowhere to be seen. Do we think that might change in the future?
Well, both parties, on the right and on the left, have local leaders, local mayors, presidents of regions and so on. So they have disappeared on the national level. They have not totally disappeared on the local level. So the question for them is whether they can revive their national ambitions and programs and appeal, or if they will also disappear on the local level. So the legislative elections will be, in a way, the ultimate test for them. If they fail that test, if they disappear from parliament, they are doomed.
All right, Pierre Haski, thank you very much indeed for joining me to talk about those election results here in Paris. As we have told you, Emmanuel Macron, the centrist incumbent, no longer incumbent, I should say, because he is now the president of France for the next 5 years. Marine Le Pen having lost this election. It was her third run at the Elysee, but this time it wasn't for her. The French have chosen Macron. Back to you.
Natasha, fantastic. Thanks very much indeed for that from Paris. And just to recap once again, polling agencies have projected a 44-year-old President Macron winning a second term, defeating far-right rival Marine Le Pen. He will be the first French president since Jacques Chirac in 2002 to secure a second term. And here's an interesting fact as we look at the podium where Macron will appear at some point to give his victory speech. The interesting fact is that Chirac was massively helped by being up against Marine Le Pen's father, Jean-Marie, whom he defeated in a landslide. And that was back in 2002. Let's bring in Al Jazeera's senior political analyst, Marwan Bishara, who joins us also from Paris. And Marwan, in the event, a decisive second round for Macron.
Well, 58 is certainly better than 52 or 51, as many of the polls were expecting him to get. So certainly there's a sigh of relief in the Élysée, just like there's a sigh of relief in Europe, in the West in general. I would say in Washington, in Brussels, there's definitely a deep, deep sigh of relief that the centrist incumbent has won the elections by this sort of a margin. It is not as high as the last time around in 2017, but clearly high enough for him to claim that he has a mandate. And for the centrist parties or centrist coalitions in various capitals in Europe to claim that once again they were able to box in the radical right, well, at least until the next round of elections. Now, some would, of course, say that, well, he got 28% in the first round, 58% in the second round. That means he got more than double of what he got in the first round. And that double, that 30% extra, has come from various parties in the center-right and center-left, as well as, and especially, from the far-left, from the Mélenchon crowd. And hence, I think he will be asked once again to take his mandate not to be 100% for his own ideas and agenda, but that of those who supported him and the political parties that voiced their support for him from the very first hours of Monday the 11th. And hence, it remains to be seen whether really President Macron will take the mandate to be a bit more inclusive, representing more and more of the French, as he sort of alluded to when he spoke about a few of the controversial issues and programs that he had in mind.
He starts straight away, doesn't he? So it's in that sense, you know, as opposed to being a new incumbent, if you like, he's got a second term, so he has a difficult second mandate. There's going to be little or no grace period as he gets stuck into his agenda.
Well, this is the thing, you see. I mean, on the one hand, he can claim to be a historical president, a transformative president, because this is the first time since de Gaulle back in 58 where a president with a majority in parliament is able to get a second mandate. So not only did he win the second mandate since Chirac 2002, it's the first time in 40, 50 years that a president wins a second term while having a majority. Hence, he could say, look, you know, I'm making history here in the country. And on the other hand, if it weren't for the total collapse of the center-right and the center-left parties, the socialists and the Republicans, he wouldn't have gotten this sort of
percentage. Marwan, I'm just going to jump in there.
And because this is not just
I'm just going to jump in. Marine Le Pen is just making a statement in defeat. Let's have a listen to him.
Strong power, something that is different to that of Emmanuel Macron. Faced with their threats to their purchasing power, public services and the social system, faced with the withdrawal, faced with insecurity of immigration and the judicial system. Indeed, I fear tonight that people will not, Emmanuel Macron will not do anything to deal with what is dividing our country and our compatriots. So to avoid this more than ever, I will pursue my work for the French people with energy, perseverance, and the affection that you know. Following these presidential elections, there'll be a great political movement with the dominant parties and faced with the elites of Emmanuel Macron and the true, we are the true opposition, because in a few weeks we will have the parliamentary elections. With the voting system we have, which strengthens things that they are, parliamentary representativity will be show Emmanuel Macron having all the legislative and presidential power, which cannot be acceptable from for France. So those who claim tomorrow to be the opposition, who will continue to re-elect him, we will be those with sincerity, will be with your interests. As a result, we see the great electoral battle for the parliamentary elections coming forward. I will carry out this battle with all of those who have the courage to oppose Emmanuel Macron, with all those have the nation in their hearts, to unite all those who come together, who want to unite their strengths to present or support candidates everywhere and in your constituency and abroad and in all the constituencies abroad already, to support them with all your strength from the 12th of June. Remind yourselves, dear friends, there's nothing is predestined. We must continue to keep hope and give us the means to defend them. The historical score of tonight puts us in an excellent position to have a large number of deputies in June, with the future that enlivens us with the greatest ambitions, the only ambition which is worth considering, and that is of France tonight. Tonight, I'm saying it again, never will I abandon the French people. Long live the Republic, long live France. Allons enfants.
That is Marine Le Pen of the National Rally Party conceding defeat, now saying that she fears that tonight Emmanuel Macron will not do anything to deal with what is dividing our country. She says she will continue her work. Parliamentary elections are coming up. The match is not yet over, she says, saying that that great electoral battle is coming up in June and she will fight it with all she's got. Let's go back to Marwan Bashara, who's been listening in. Marwan, what are your thoughts about Marine Le Pen now? Is it game over for her?
Well, no, absolutely not, Nick. Although she does sound a bit bitter, rather angry and vengeful, there were no kind words for her competitor. You know, you would expect in such circumstance for her to be giving a bit of congratulations, a bit, you know, the French have spoken. And after all, she did get few percentage points more than the last time. But no, I think she is already preparing for the legislative elections. She's rallying the troops. It is a call for arms, political arms, of course, in order to organize for the legislative elections, because I think both her and those on the far left are already juxtapositioning in order to gain as much seats as possible in the legislature, in order for him to have the so-called cohabitation, in order for them to be able to rule along with the president. But yes, as to your, I think, indispensable question looking forward, I think from her father in 2002 to her record in 2017 and now getting 42% in this election, I think if I were, one of those leading positions in Europe, I would be worried about the next elections. Because clearly the radical right is on the ascendance in France and elsewhere. And if they didn't win next this time, well, we never know what's going to happen next. And that's why President Macron, the way he leads in the next 5 years, is going to be key. Because he can only serve two terms. And what happens after that, with the center-right and the center-left being in such total collapse, one would worry about the future of France. Now, having said that, I just want to add one more thing, because I kept an eye on social media as we were listening to Marine Le Pen. I just want to tell our viewers around the world that the 40-plus percent that voted for Marine Le Pen are not racist French. They are not neo-fascists. You know, people vote for different reasons in France. And they don't all have their hand or their finger on the pulse of the racist this and racist that and every single thing that Marine Le Pen said or did or want to do. A lot of French people vote because they are desperate, because they are unhappy, because they are bitter, because they lost their jobs, because they've tried the center-left, the center-right, and the liberal Macron, and they don't find solutions. And they say, look, we've tried everything, we might as well try Le Pen. So people vote for different reasons in this country, like people in England, for example, voted for Brexit. It's not because they are racist. It's because they have things on their mind. And I think Europe, and France in particular, is in a bit of a malaise. There is a crisis going on in the country, economic, social, political, and so on and so forth. And hence, At times, a good number of people are voting randomly in order just to see what could come up, perhaps something better next time around.
All right, Marwan, leave it there for the moment. Thanks for that. Marwan Bashara there in Paris. Let's bring in Natasha Butler, who's also standing by for us in Paris. And Natasha, we heard from Marine Le Pen there, rallying supporters for the upcoming parliamentary elections and straight of work for Macron to try and have a good result out of those as well.
Yes, Marine Le Pen talking about the parliamentary elections. She's already looking ahead to what some people in France call the third round, if you like, a moment where people then have to choose the makeup of the parliament. And that will determine how much power France's ongoing president, new president Emmanuel Macron, actually has. Marine Le Pen also saying that the win for Macron was going to be divisive for France, was going to be destructive for France as well. The things you would expect her to say, she had no kind words for her rival. I'd like to bring in now Nicolas Vecbourg. He is a professor at Sorbonne University here in Paris. Nicolas, thank you very much indeed for joining us. First of all, I'd like your reaction to these results. Emmanuel Macron, 58%. Marine Le Pen, 41%.
Well, first, it's already a good thing that there is a clear decision on for this election. A narrow margin would have been quite difficult to manage. The result is much less than 5 years before, which means that definitely there is some kind of unpopularity of Macron and regarding his policy especially. The result outside of Metropole, I mean, we had some clues from Outre-mer, was really, really positive for Le Pen, which...
France's overseas territories, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that revealed that there's definitely a gap within the French population, because even though there were not largely important debates, or even though you had no large programs, definitely there are two visions of France which were challenging there. One, I would say open-minded, or at least which fits with the globalization. The other one, which is to retreat on the front within the frontier, and what she named national preference, even though that's quite difficult to explain exactly what it means. So definitely you have two visions of societies, and when you get into results in the days to come, it will be even more revealing, I'm afraid so, of a real division between the, let's say, urban young society and more traditional one. And that makes it quite difficult to figure exactly what will happen in 2 months from now, because as you mentened, she's already running for the legislative,
the parliamentary election. Yes.
And as you may remember, the parliament is quite powerful, at least in time of opposition, when the strong opposition, what was quite surprising, la cohabitation, when you are the prime minister from a different side than the president, and we realize that finally the prime minister is a bit more powerful than the president himself, that the difficulty and the ambiguity of the Fifth Republic.
Because Emmanuel Macron for the last 5 years had his party had a majority in the parliament, so that gave him a lot of power. And what we're seeing now is if that shifts, if that changes, if he doesn't manage to have a majority in these June parliamentary elections, it's going to make life a lot more difficult for him. And not only that, he knows that many people simply didn't vote for him or only voted for him in order not to vote for Marine Le Pen.
Yeah. The last time, twice we had that situation, at least with Jacques Chirac in front of Jean-Marie Le Pen then 5 years ago. Each time the elected president claimed that he would understand that everybody was not voting for his program, but against Le Pen and so on and so on. But nevertheless, he did whatever he wanted because he had a strong majority. This time, we have to face the situation with a party which is quite young, in fact, 5 years young, which is not so much tradition, which is quite heteroclite, with people who are coming from the left, people who are coming from the civil society, other ones who are quite conservative. People seem to be more unsatisfied with the current policy. Well, we'll see. Traditionally, the president who wins the election wins the parliamentary election and has a way of margin. This time, it might be more difficult for Macron, and he might need to work with a coalition which brings back more to the Fourth Republic than to the Fifth Republic. That's something which will be very, very new, and we'll figure exactly how political Macron is, in fact.
Macron presents himself, he's considered a centrist candidate, but over the last 5 years, many have said he has moved more to the right with some of his policies on security, on immigration, things like that. He has had, though, to try and attract voters from the left over the past few weeks to vote for him in order to win this presidency. Do you think we might see a shift in some of his policy and some of his agenda to the left, to some of the issues that he's been accused of ignoring, things like social issues?
That's a real question. In fact, I've been talking with students as well as with friends and colleagues over the last 2 weeks. Some were claiming that he was coming from the left, that in fact he ruled with the support of the right because he needed so, and would be more free during his second mandate. So it would maybe go back to social issues. I'm not that sure about that. His human nature doesn't seem to be that socially open, at least when you remember some of his sentences. So I wouldn't be surprised. We have the clue, officially speaking, Castex will leave his position in...
The Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister, within a couple of days, and we'll know exactly what will be the philosophy of his next mandate, because he will have to choose a new Prime Minister, and then we'll have a clear indication. I figure we'll be more in the continuity than in a quiet reversal.
All right. So, of course, there is still so much to decide. Thank you very much. Indeed, for joining us, Nicolas Vauport from the Sorbonne University. And behind me, obviously, you can see the Eiffel Tower, of course, and that is where Emmanuel Macron is holding his celebration this evening as he goes on for another 5 years in the Élysée. Back to you.
Natasha, thanks very much indeed. Natasha Butler there in Paris. Yes, indeed. Projections are that in the second round of the French election, Emmanuel Macron wins 58% of the vote. Marine Le Pen, 42%. Emmanuel Macron wins a second term at the Élysée Palace. More as the evening goes on, the celebrations for Macron supporters, the recriminations and where we go from here as we approach the upcoming parliamentary elections now in France.